There are many ways in which you are being asked to live in two worlds in the year ahead. We understand that this can be challenging and sometimes complicated, but we want to remind you that this is not the first time that this has happened in history, in yours and in other histories. There have always been the rising of the dark and the planting of the seeds of light, and the falling of the dark and the rising of the light again. And you are in one of those circumstances now. So the thing we would advise to you or to others in other times who have been in this situation is to really be careful about your focus. It means very simply that you may know that something that you do not control has gone amok and perhaps is going to be very distasteful. And so you know about it, but you do not bring the knowing into yourself, because the really good work that is going on now is in yourself. And that is where you want the power of your own ability to create to stay. This must be within yourself. We watch the earth as we always do, and you may or may not be aware that in your time, tomorrow at noon at 12 o'clock, there is a worldwide meditation, and it is not organized by any group or any, there is no structure behind it other than it has drawn an amazing number of people who will simply stop at 12 o'clock and send love and support to Australia, to the people who are fighting the fires, to the animals, hoping to help them escape, to those who are imperiled. And what is remarkable about this is that it is an independent thing. In other words, it started with compassion, someone wanting to send energy to that part of the world. And it was through compassion that the, if you want to call it a movement, that particular movement began to grow. We see that as being very powerful, that as you are focused on your own life, and most importantly, as you focus on what is good, what is true, and the power of loving kindness, then there is a power that rises with that that cannot be controlled by anyone, but is simply a gathering of the force. And this is a thing that we are seeing happening more and more in the days ahead. And you will be able to see that it is more powerful to take your energy and join it with other like energies than it is to focus on whatever distress might be playing out in what might be more visible levels. So we want to remind you of the power of the unseen and the power that is powerful because you have chosen it. Because if at 12 o'clock tomorrow you have chosen to send energy to Australia, then you are part of a movement that is not controlled by anything except the energy of loving kindness. So we offer this to you, and we want you to become more aware of the power of this kind of movement in the world you live in, not perhaps in what you are watching, but in what is rising up in the world you live in. And we would remind you of the importance of that in your own thoughts as well. when you are considering your own life, when you are thinking your own thoughts, then let us remember the power of the thing that is silent, but in the long run is more real than what is considered to be real. So we leave you with this thought as we begin to breathe together. Feel the energy of peace come all around you and breathe in peace and exhale fear. And since you are entering a new year, we would like you to have an awareness of the importance of shedding old skins. By that we mean, of course, old patterns, old fears, old ways of responding, to never judge them, but to simply feel them falling away from you as new patterns begin to emerge. It is these new patterns that will take you through the year ahead of you, along with all of the other changes which are happening everywhere. And so this shedding is not really so much a matter of doing the right thing. It is a matter of dropping what is not you and moving ahead with what is you. So as you are breathing and exhaling fear and old patterns, feel your energy becoming lighter. And feel your energy moving up through your body. Feel your crown open. And as your energy releases from any heaviness that might be in the body, feel it move into the night sky. And feel the world around you become larger and brighter and more abundant. And feel your spirit doing that same thing. Now, as you feel the universe around you and the universes beyond, see that your path becomes clear. Draw your energy onto that path. And begin to move upward, but without effort, without worry or work, simply allow the buoyancy of your own energy to take you to the place that has been prepared for you. See the gates open. And walk into the energy that restores you, that brings you strength and clarity, and draws you to the place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time to be with your teacher. Now know that your teacher has a gift for you. Receive the gift, resting the mind. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. And come again to your place where there is water to drink for the restoration of any part of you that needs that restoration. Let it fill you, cover you, heal you. And feel the energy of your own place. And see that it rains, and the rain is golden and abundant, and smooths your way. and fills you. Now gates open and you are once again on your path in the sky. And stop and breathe in the perfect beauty of the sky, of the perfect beauty of its creation. And know that you too are perfect in your creation. And change is well and good, but not change of the basic pattern, which is sacred. Now come gently into the room again. And staying above your circle as a gift or a service. Find messages for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.